Good luck out there today.
You all are just wonderful people.
Find out what's biting on The Fishing Report with your host, Tina Harbuck, and the ship's Chandler.
Howdy, howdy. It's Tina Harbuck at the Destin Log. I have got Pete Wright from the ship's Chandler on the phone, and we're going to talk a little bit about fishing. What we got going on, Pete?
Hot, Tina. It's hot outside.
Oh, man. I can't hardly take it. It is hot. There's no doubt about that.
It's that time of year. You know, it's one of those things to deal with, but
yep.
Hadn't slowed fishing down at all, so that's good.
No, not at all. I've been seeing some mighty fine catches of red snapper hit the dock.
And some good
grouper, too, as well, you know?
A lot of grouper fishing has been good. Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, a little bit unusual for this, you know, last, you know, when you look back at the last, you know, 8-10 years or anyways, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've just got a good push of groupers, you know, gags, anyways, up on the beach. I mean, a lot
mm-hmm.
of guys, you know, that are going out and they're catching their limited snappers pretty quick.
Yep.
But, you know, then they're kind of bumping around to different wrecks. And if you spend the time to do that, you know, you can catch, you know, you might not catch but one or two, but you have a good shot of catching 3 or 4 or 5, you know, gag groupers kind of go along with your catch. So spend some time doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I did talk with one of the guys down on the docks yesterday. They had a rack full of snappers, and then they had, like, every other nail was a king. And I said, hey, were y'all trolling for him? He says, no. He said, we were doing it basically while we were bottom fishing, catching the king.
That's it. That's right. You never know. That's always a fun way to do it. Like, with all the fly pole, you know, you're out there bottom fishing and pitch a bait out behind the boat. And a lot of charter guys do it just to kind of keep, you know, keep something else going on, maybe catch a kingfish or a wahoo or a cobia. You never know what comes up behind the boat, a dolphin or anything. But you'd be surprised at, you know, how many good quality fish you catch that way. And most of the time, you know, most guys will pull up to a bottom spot and they'll go catch their snappers and move on to the next one. Never, ever pitch a bait out. You know, you'd be surprised how many fish you catch that way. And, of course, you know, if you're ever bottom fishing, then you know, all of a sudden you know, get, you know, zip pretty good and you get a bite and he either cuts you off or cuts your, you know, cigar mint in half and you reel it back up and you can tell if it might be a kingfish bite. If that's a kingfish bite, I can promise you, if you go ahead and pitch a bait out behind the boat with a wire leader, you're probably going to get a kingfish bite.
There you go.
Or a wahoo or something different. But always, that's always a good thing to do. You know, don't just, you know, stick to red snappers. Everybody freaks out and so obsessed with red snappers. A lot of other things going on in the world besides those. So,
besides red snapper, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But everything's been good. A lot of wahoo pushed into all these guys that are, you know, much of my customers of mine and charter guys that are, you know, just basically bouncing back from spot to spot. They're, you know, don't be in a big rush, you know, put you a couple lures out, some high-speed lures, and, you know, troll them between, you know, 8 and, you know, 12 knots, and you'd be surprised how many wahoo they're catching, and some decent fish, too, a lot of 45, 50-pounders.
It's unreal. Yeah, I've seen more wahoos this year than I have in a long time.
Yeah, we've got a good push of pretty water up here, and it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon, so, yeah, it'll be a bunch of fish.
Okay. You heard anything on the bay side?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, starting. Of course, it's almost July 1st, but it's, you know, it starts to get hot. And whenever that bay gets really warm, like it is, you know, the fishing can be good. It just limits you, you know, when you can be successful. So, you know, definitely at nighttime, the fishing's great around all the lights, tons of trout, and redfish, and everything. But you know, once that, you know, about the first couple hours of the morning that are real good, and then right there at dark. But up in the day, it makes it really tough to go, go catch some fish, at least on the flats anyways. If you're going to fish a few hours, if the bite slows down the flats, then you want to move out to those deeper docks and that 6, 8, 10 foot of water, and then you can also move out to the, you know, some really deeper water, that 20 to 25, 30 foot of water out there around the bridges and things, and that's where you'll find some redfish stacked up there. But, you know, when it gets hot, I mean, you will catch them occasionally up there. It's just hard to go focus, you know, target a trout and redfish on those flats when it's that warm.
Yeah,
but kind of bump around a little bit. Those fish will get out of the bayous, though. That, you know, those bayous towards the back of them especially get really warm and kind of stagnant. You know, get out of that area, get out towards the mouth of the bayous and then out in the grass bites themselves, and you'll be more successful out there.
Okay. Well, it sounds like fishing's pretty good. Well, from what I'm seeing anyway, and from what you're here and out there. Sounds like it's
good everywhere. And we're kind of got that more consistent summertime weather. It's pretty much for the next 4 or 5 days the same thing. You know, it's all 1 foot, maybe 1 to 2 in the afternoon, but morning until be slick calm, and they'll have a little squall blow up in the afternoon. But yeah, you know, just normal summertime stuff.
Gotcha. Well, listen, man, I appreciate it. We'll check back with you later.
All right, Tina, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Pete. All right,
I'll see you. Bye.